Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Perfect Grill, your first place podcast for your Miami Dolphins 21st overall pick, Chop Robinson, to your Miami Dolphins edge rusher, elite speed, athleticism edge rusher out of Penn State. Welcome to the Miami Dolphins, Chop Robinson. Oh, by the way, part of the Believe Network. Dr. Christopher Cullen is not with me tonight. I am just giving you the instant reaction, ladies and gentlemen, to what I saw when the Miami Dolphins chose Chop Robinson, 21st overall pick for the Miami Dolphins, edge rusher. Mixed reactions from the fan base so far. This draft was an interesting one. The first 13 picks were all offensive players, 14 picks, in fact. Six quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks. The run on quarterbacks was absolutely bananas, more than you could have ever imagined, more than ever happened in the history of the NFL. Defensive players were just sort of sitting around going, you know, we play football too, and we're kind of important. And I think at the end of the day, when you look at this first round, the value that the Miami Dolphins got at 21 with Chop Robinson is right around where it needed to be. He is a solid player. He is going to contribute most likely earlier than people are giving him credit for. You got to remember, Jalen Phillips coming off a torn Achilles tendon. It's going to take him some time to get back into not only game playing shape, but elite game playing shape. Brandon Chubb, your other edge rusher on the other side of the injured Jalen Phillips, tears his knee apart late in the season. He's probably not going to be ready at the start of the season here for the Miami Dolphins in 2024. Andrew Van Ginkel, he moves on to the Minnesota Vikings. What do you do if you're the Miami Dolphins? Well, you have to replace some of that production, if not all of it. And how do you do that? You do it by getting a fast, super freakish athlete who just turned 21 in January of this year to put onto the squad, who can get off the line very, very quickly, who can bend his body to get around those offensive tackles and those guards and those chipping tight ends and get to the quarterback, get to Josh Allen, get to Aaron Rodgers, get to the new quarterback, Drake May, for the New England Patriots. We'll talk about that some other time. You have to go out and get athletic guys who can ball on the defensive side of the ball. And that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins did with that 21st overall pick. The run on offensive talent early pushed a lot of these defensive players out and made this a possibility for the Miami Dolphins. I have no doubt that if there were a couple players that were still on the board that were taken right before the Miami Dolphins chose 21, we might be talking about those players and not Chop Robinson. But as the chips fell, Chop Robinson was there. The best player on the board at that time, best value at that place, and fills a need, like Chris and I talked about on the last podcast that previewed this first round. Miami Dolphins were going to be targeting offensive line. Miami Dolphins were going to be targeting defensive line. And they went and they stayed true to what they were going to do. They went and got that edge rusher. This kid, like I said, just turned 21. He's 254 pounds and ran a sub 4.5 40. I don't know about you guys, but I can't even get my car to go 40 yards in less than 4.5 seconds. This guy motors. He's got a ton of just natural muscle. He's got room to get bigger, which he's going to have to get at the next level. But people that are bashing this, that are questioning why the Miami Dolphins would go with Chop Robinson out of Penn State with the 21st overall pick, aren't really paying attention. Like Chris and I talked about on the last podcast, the Miami Dolphins aren't drafting necessarily for today. On some level, they are. You want your first round draft picks, obviously, to come in and contribute as much as they possibly can. But there is something called the salary cap. And despite what people tell you, it is real. And the Miami Dolphins have to keep that in mind. And when you look after next season, you have a ton of talent that is up to be renegotiated or extended. Number one, they absolutely have to sit with Tua Tagovailoa. They have to have their franchise quarterback under contract. That's going to cost money. It's going to cost a lot of money. You're already paying Tyreek Hill, even if these are high-priced players that you are investing draft capital and now actual financial capital into to hopefully get you a Super Bowl. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen, citizens of Perfectville? Next season, Javon Holland is a free agent. Jaylen Waddle will be going into his fifth year that we picked up. He's going to need a new contract. Jalen Phillips that we just talked about, he was a first-round pick the same year as Jaylen Waddle. He's going to need a new contract. So what are you going to do? How are you going to do that? Well, like we talked about on the last one, I don't know that all of them are going to be signed. I'm not sure who won't be, but I'm pretty sure they can't sign all of them at the big ticket price that those players are expecting to be signed on. So what can you do to counter that? What can you do to mitigate that? Well, you can start thinking a couple of years ahead and go, what are my options? Well, Bradley Chubb's a little bit older, not too much older, but a little bit older, injured, costing a lot of money. Jaylen Phillips going into his last controllable year up until his fifth year option, which we did pick up. He's injured. He's going to cost a lot of money. Well, now we have Chop Robinson who can come in and contribute right away in this defense. And maybe, just maybe, you now have a guy who you can control up to 5 years at a lower price point. Maybe he can come in and be the guy that substitutes one of those two players. I'm not looking for that to happen. In fact, I'm going to lay out a scenario where I think it would be amazing to see those three players on the field at the same time. But you have to think the way Chris Greer, the GM, and the front office is thinking. There's a lot of money that they're going to have to pay in a very short amount of time. You're going to have to pick your poison. You're going to have to choose your battles. You're going to have to figure out who stays and who goes. Now, there are some ways around that, of course. But I wouldn't be crying because the Miami Dolphins skipped on a center out of Duke to go get Chop Robinson. First of all, and I think we can all agree on this, Chop Robinson is the second coolest name in the entire draft. And the coolest name picked in the first round. Shout out to Kool-Aid McKinstry, who did not get picked, but will be picked in the second round. Chop Robinson, an amazing name for an amazing player on hopefully an amazing defense. I mean, think about that. You want a guy named Chop coming after Josh Allen, do you not? I think that's what you want if you're the Miami Dolphins. We're going to be excited about this pick. I think long-term, of course, my opinion doesn't matter right now. No one's does, except this is what we're looking for. We're looking for the reaction. We're looking for, is this good? Is this bad? Tell me how to think. Well, the sexy pick would have been a wide receiver. The sexy pick would have been, you know, going after or trading up for somebody like Brock Bowers, which was never going to happen. Shout out to the Raiders. They got a steal where they picked him. But this is the smart pick. Don't overthink it. Don't get too cute. What's our problem with Mike McDaniel? He overthinks things. He gets too cute. He passes when he should run. He doesn't do the right logical thing. He kind of gets that little Madden brain going. That didn't happen here. This was a solid pick. This is a pick that helps your team today, and more importantly, helps your team down the road. Just watch. Let's take a look at this 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Let's see who's right. I'm pretty sure it's going to be me. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the Miami Dolphins. This is a long-term, as much as you can do long-term investments in football, for the Miami Dolphins defense. This guy's going to be a staple. He's going to contribute early, and he's going to be a staple for this Miami Dolphins defense over the next 3-4 years. I guarantee it. Now, what else happened? The Buffalo Bills. Let's start there. The other threat in the AFC East absolutely needed a wide receiver. They traded away Stephon Diggs. They had the 28th overall pick, and there were wide receivers to be had. But what did the Buffalo Bills do? The Buffalo Bills decided, you know what's weird? What we have never done? We've never been able to pick the 32nd overall pick because we've never won a Super Bowl. I wonder what that's like. So they trade with the Kansas City freaking Chiefs and hand them Xavier Worthy, the fastest wide receiver ever. So you give yet another weapon to Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Well done, Buffalo Bills, your direct competitor to get you into the Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs, who've won the last two and three of the last five, officially a dynasty. And the Buffalo Bills say, we don't want to be good. You know what would be better? If the Chiefs were better. And I don't know what this is. I don't know if the Buffalo Bills decided, you know what? Since we can't beat them, screw it. No one can. But it was a dumb move. It was a bad trade. And then to top it off, they trade out again, completely out of the first round. Now have the 33rd overall pick, as well as a couple other in the second round. And they allow yet another wide receiver to come off the board because the Panthers come up and get the kid out of South Carolina. Ricky Pearsall goes to the Niners at 31. And all of a sudden, yeah, there's still some good wide receivers out there, but the Buffalo Bills fail to fill the biggest need on that team. So if you're a Miami Dolphins fan, you got to be double happy, right? I mean, you got to be double happy. You get yourself Chop Robinson to go after Josh Allen, who has no one to throw the ball to still, because the Buffalo Bills decide, we don't want good players. We'd rather have draft picks. It's like they put the PFN, you know, mock draft simulator on fast and did all seven rounds and just decided to accept any trade that was given them, you know, given to them by the computer. It was insane. Big fail for the Buffalo Bills in the first round of this 2024 draft. The New England Patriots, they get their quarterback of the future. Rumors are they're going after Brandon Ayuk. There might be some fire to that smoke because the 49ers go get Ricky Pearsall in the first round. What does that mean? Well, it means they might be open for business. And if the rumors are true, the New England Patriots might be close, this close to getting Brandon Ayuk up to Boston, which would suck. I think that would be terrible. That'd be a great move for the Patriots, awful move for the Miami Dolphins. And of course, since I hate the 49ers personally, it's probably something that they will do. And when it comes to the Jets, I mean, the Jets just kind of backed into some gold here. The Minnesota Vikings jump up and swap places with them, give them an extra third round pick, if I'm not mistaken, maybe it's a fourth round pick to just go down one. They go get themselves an offensive lineman. Their fan base hates it, which means the guy is probably going to be decent because Jet fans don't know anything about Jets football or football in general. And every time they yay, they should be boo. And every time they boo, they should be yay. So who knows what this kid's going to do, but the Jets, they did what they were supposed to do. They went and got a player. They went and got an extra draft picks. And there's your AFC East. The Bills sucked. The Patriots got a quarterback. We'll see what he does. Possibly Brandon Ayuk to pair with him. We'll see what happens tomorrow night, Friday night. And the Jets, you know, just did what they did. The Miami Dolphins, at the end of the day, stayed put. They didn't trade up. They didn't trade back. They took the best player available on their board, and that best player was Chop Robinson. I think we're going to be pleased with this. I know people are up in air. They wanted, you know, the center out of Duke. They wanted a different offensive lineman. They wanted somebody else. I get it. I wanted all of those players that were taken, minus the quarterbacks, but you can't have them all. And in the first round, they were able to get one guy, and that guy was Chop Robinson. Now imagine when Jalen Phillips does come back. Imagine when Bradley Chubb is healthy enough to contribute back to this defense. And imagine a super quick, super freakish athlete named Chop Robinson frothing at the mouth to get around that offensive tackle and hit the quarterback. That's what he does. He's going to be a pass rush specialist until he can develop some of those other skills. That's a good thing. Think of Cam Wake. Funny enough, went to Penn State. This guy's getting reviews like he's Micah freaking Parsons. Like, he's getting that type of comparison to his body type and his output, his offensive athletic, or I should say his athletic output, not offense. That's a good thing. And what do you do if you're the opposing offense and say week 8, your quarterback stares out and he's looking at Zach Sealer, he's looking at Chop Robinson, he's looking at Jalen Phillips, and oh, by the way, the next snap after that, maybe Brandon Chubb's coming on in and you're giving a spell to Jalen Phillips. And on the next snap, well, maybe Chop Robinson's going out and you have Brandon Chubb and Jalen Phillips on either end. That's a scary proposition. That's the type of proposition, if this works out, that causes offensive coordinators to be fired. It causes quarterbacks to limit what they can do in that pocket, causes them to throw bad balls, make mistakes, and help your Miami Dolphins. So I don't know, man. I'm pretty happy about it. I think the Miami Dolphins did the right thing. It might not be the one that takes all the headlines. That's going to go to the Atlanta Falcons for whatever the hell they did. But the Miami Dolphins had a good draft, a good first-round pick, the very first-round pick in the Mike McDaniel era. And wouldn't you know it goes defensive line. It doesn't go speedy wide receiver. It doesn't go gadget running back. It doesn't do anything other than a solid, fast, scary-looking edge rusher from Penn State named Chop Freaking Robinson, who's going to knock down Josh Allen, who's going to harass Drake May, and probably retire Aaron Rodgers when it's all said and done. It's a great pick for the Miami Dolphins. It's a great fit for Chop Robinson, and I'm looking forward to a great season for all of us. And with that, there is your instant reaction to Chop Robinson joining the Miami Dolphins 21st overall. Congratulations to the young man. And with nothing left to say, the only thing I can say is goodbye from Perfectville. Later.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.